Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Enjoy.
Nice, nice intro, my friend. I love it. Enjoy. I'm James Mazzotta, and this is KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and this is North State Now. And again, this is the Enjoy Hour with North State Now. James Mazzotta and
Yvonne Mazzotta.
Get up on that mic, girl.
I'm on it.
Welcome. Rhonda sends her sincerest apologies for not being here as my sidekick. And I think it's been a couple of months we've had to bow out and do some reruns. So it's good to be back in the hot seat, but she apologizes because she's busy being a thespian over at the Riverfront Playhouse. She's actually gotten from behind the stage, from behind the writing and all that stuff, and I think she's actually on stage.
Is she acting?
Yeah. So,
oh, that's so great.
She's like, please, can you take the show and have Yvonne come or somebody with you, because I need every minute I can possibly to rehearse. So break a leg, girl, you know?
And definitely.
Yeah.
She'll be great.
Yeah, she will. So we are here with our April issue, 2024, issue 211, Western Stars and Classic Cars. I love this cover, right?
Oh, it's really great.
Isn't it cute? What a beautiful couple. Micah, we know the young boy. We've known him since he came over.
He's even younger.
Yeah, when he was he's just a wee lad. He actually was born, I believe, in Ethiopia originally, and then the Putnams adopted him and his siblings. There's like four or five of them.
There's,
I can't remember. Yeah. And now they're full adults, and it's amazing to see, you know, kids grow. I mean, because this grew up right along with our boys at Reading Christian. So anyway, and the funny thing is, when I first saw the cover, one of the things, I mean, she's so beautiful, right? And then you look in the couple pages in, it tells you always who's on the cover, right? They're both, their last names are Putnam.
And the first thing I did is say, oh, there's a typo. What's going on?
Yeah, you typo. And then I thought, is this picture is creepy. It looks like he's dating his sister. And people are like, oh, no, is he married? Well, no, they're just boyfriend and girlfriend. But they both have the last name Putnam. So amazing what you can read into something. There was like 10 different reactions. And it tells you kind of where your brain is, I guess. Anyway, great issue. Obviously, there's a lot in here because April, we have cool April nights, hence the reason about classic cars that's coming up. And then also a nod to all the Western roots that are here in the North State, and all the
Red Bluff Roundup
coming up, and then Reading Rodeo coming up. And so lots of stuff in the magazine that kind of covers those types of things. The front of the magazine always gives you just kind of a real sneak peek of what's inside. But we always like to remind people that, you know, just because that's what's on the cover, don't shy away if you're not into cars or bull riding, because there's also lots of other stories in there. That just kind of gives you a generalized theme. And it's a great, great resource to pick up, enjoy for obviously just reading and learning about so many things within Northern California that you would not even know. I mean, what I've lived here off and on since I was six. We've been producing this magazine now for 18 years almost, as we found out today.
Yeah.
And still, every single month, I learn at least four things that are new that I didn't even know.
Well, let's go. Tell us the four things.
Well, no, I mean, this is in the article, so no, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying. But, you know, it's a shame when you live somewhere quite often. That's you know less about your home than you do somewhere else, right? So anyway, but there's also, it's just completely full of all kinds of great stories. We always have some great recipes. This month there's Grilled Perfection. This is barbecue tomahawk steaks by Terry Olson. Look at that. Mm.
Those tomahawk steaks, they look like Flintstone steaks. They're so huge.
Right up my alley. And then we also have a honey teriyaki peanut dip recipe that looks amazing as well. So always our signature recipes. We also have the calendar that's back, thank goodness, and we are plumb full of things to do in the North State. So, you know, growing up, I knew there was a time when I was younger that every person always said there's just nothing to do here. And I'm sure young people still probably say that, but in all honesty, then they're living under a rock, because it's almost impossible to find a date to put on a calendar if you're a company or if you're a nonprofit or you're doing something with event where you can find a date where you're not sharing it with 10 other events going on in the North
State. That's why you have to plan a year out.
Yeah, really. Coming up in May, on May 4th, just a little heads up, is
that the... That date changed.
Oh, did it? So this is not right.
That's not accurate.
Ooh.
They had to change it at the Civic. I believe it's June 8th.
Okay.
I know it's in June.
So look it
it's
up.
The, but at Reading Health Expo,
sponsored by Dignity Health. And so that's always a really good one to attend.
It's great. They have a run. They have a lot of activities, too.
We also have the California Nut Festival in Chico, and that's on April 20th, Saturday. So that's kind of a fun thing. It's a little bit kind of like Strawberry Festival or any of those kind of stuff, those kinds of things.
Like a vendor fair.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So you could check that out for sure. What else do we have going on? I'm looking at all these tickets and things. Rolling Hills has a massive calendar as usual, so check that out. We also have just our local events calendar, which I'm very proud of because it really is very inclusive and covers a large area for Northern California. We've got listings for Anderson, Chico, Dunsmuir, Mount Shasta, Orville, Paradise, Red Bluff, Weed, Anderson Libraries in there, just Reading in general, Axiom, Repertory Theater, Bernie Library, Cascade Theater, Chico Performing Arts, Chico Theater Company. There's a whole section in here just on Cool April Nights as far as the calendar goes. The Tehama Fair is coming on May 2nd through the 5th.
Do we have a movie for Cool April Nights this year?
You know, So as Enjoy Movies in the Park goes, we have kind of retired that for right now for us because we are making so many changes internally as a company with the store closure and all that kind of stuff. But I have been working with 22nd Avenue to do something, and I believe they're going to be doing a movie sometime during April Cool April Nights, and I think they're going to be showing Herbie.
It's a drive-in movie. It's
yes,
really fun.
Yes, Herbie. What was it? Herbie Love Bug? Is that what it was? Yeah. So, yeah, you'll just have to check for that. Let's see. Cool April Nights, yeah. Paradise Performing Arts, Red Bluff Roundup, Reading Civic Auditorium, Reading Performing Arts Center, Riverfront Playhouse, Reading Library, Schrader Planetarium, State Theater in Red Bluff, Shasta College Performing Arts. I mean, there is so many things to do. Theater on the Ridge, The Dip, Wind River Casino, Turtle Bay Exploration. There's some big things going on there, too, as well. We have one that's actually now a mainstay of Reading, and that's the Reading Fire Festival, arts, crafts, cosplay, beer, and wine. Wow, that's kind of quite a mix. I was talking to somebody the other day when we were doing a chamber meeting, and she was saying they have somebody this year that actually puts bubbles all over her body that's made out of some type of a flammable thing, and the lights are on fire, right?
Oh,
and the
scary
bubbles burn off of her, and I was like, yikes, stop, drop, and roll, girl. It should be the Reading Fire Festival barbecue.
One of our fashion designers is actually in that festival.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she's amazing. She walks with stilts, and they literally work with fire.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah,
and it's so basically save the dates, May 11th, the 24th from, it looks like, what is that, 2 to 9, 30 p.m. Yeah, so very cool. Just wanted. Oh, it's going to be this year at the Shasta County Fairgrounds. This one I saw that was interesting. This is Reading Elementary School Districts is getting ready to do something at Sequoia Middle School. It's going to be some type of fun for family, entire family, free music, free carnival games, free face painting, food trucks, and more. And this is the 150th year celebration of Reading Elementary School District. 150 years.
Wow.
That's pretty amazing that you could do something like that for that long. Anything, really. Pam Tillis is coming to State Theater. What do we have? Glow Wild. That's the one at Turtle Bay. We were going to go that one night that was open that
there
we could
a
go.
Media night that we were
yes, but unfortunately,
to.
I am the Wicked Witch of the West, and so I can't get wet, and it was raining.
He's like a cat when it gets wet.
I'm melting. So I was a big wuss. I should have put a rain jacket on. I didn't, but we'll go again. But I've seen some things over at near the Arboretum and the entrance into Turtle Bay to the bridge area and
to the Sheraton.
And to the Sheraton as well. And they're really cool. Have you guys seen them? You could speak. I mean, even though
even though you haven't been introduced
even
yet.
Even though you haven't been introduced, you can speak. You're still here.
It's spectacular.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Really the first thing I did was reach out and touch it because I wanted to know what the material was. And it seems to be some type of fabric stretched over like a wire framing and then lit from within. Yeah. Right? But in animal shapes and stuff. So I just went for the first time this last December to the Garden of Lights. And I fell in love. I loved it. So I was like, after that, I really want to go do those types of things because I was just really blown away. So the only thing I wish that they would have had at the Garden of Lights is in that big area that was the big round circle at the very end where you went. I wish they put an ice skating rink in there because how cool would that be to skate in that, right? Anyway, there's plenty to do, North State. So if you have any questions about what you might want to do and learn about your area, grab the latest issue of Enjoy. It's our April 2024 issue, and you can find them in over 600 rack locations throughout Northern California, or you can go to enjoymagazine.com, and you can actually read the publication with hyperlinks and all that inside, and just flip through just like you would if it was in your hand, just on your screen. So plenty to do. We're going to take our first break. Sit back, relax. We'll get something to drink, a snack, and we'll introduce you to our first guests right when we get back.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact. B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
At Black Bear Diner, sandwich stacks are here, and they're tall on irresistible flavors. Indulge in a double bacon stack, hand-breaded crispy chicken stack, a tri-tip cheddar stack, or a crispy cod stack. There's a stack for everyone. Get yours today at Black Bear Diner. Now available for limited time. Served all day, every day. In Redding on Hilltop Drive, order one now at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi friends, Tobacco and Brew here with a new cigar of the humidor, La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Straight from the estate of Don Pepin Garcia comes this excellently crafted cigar. Profound notes of nougat, leather, molasses, and cedar please the palate throughout. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Be sure to get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
There's your bell.
Yes. Thank you.
I was waiting for it.
You gotta wait. I got the right time.
You got to wait for the bell. That's your go sign. So, bicycle, right? Welcome back. This is KCNR once again, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. And this is North State Now with James Mazzotta and Yvonne Mazzotta. And this is the Enjoy Hour. And my lovely bride, take it away.
Let's ride a bicycle. Happy to be here. So I want to introduce our first guest. Sarah Sundquist and Anna Blasco from Healthy Shasta. And they're here to talk about Bike Month.
Uh-huh.
So Bike Month is May.
That time
again.
Just
around the corner.
Hence the intro music.
Yes, absolutely.
Blasco?
Blasco.
What is that?
It is Czechoslovakian.
I was going to say. I thought it might have been Czech.
That's but it's
gonna...
spelled the Spanish way.
Oh.
Because when my family came over, they just wrote down what they heard, and it was changed from a K to a C.
Okay.
So.
Oh, I was going to say, maybe because you kind of have a brown glow. So I thought maybe. Yep. I was thinking, maybe did you stop in Spain for a couple generations? And then.
Well, my mother's side is Mexican descent.
Oh, okay, there you go.
So,
well,
you know, it works. It works.
Yeah, there you go. Anyway, back to the bicycle. Sorry, I always divert some direction.
It's okay.
So tell us a little bit about you two and your bike. Is it bike week? Bike month?
Bike month.
Month. Okay. And what that entails, because it looks like there's a lot.
Yes. And actually bike month now, but it used to be bike to work day, and then it was bike week.
I remember the bike to work day was a clean air kind of a thing.
Yes, we held a breakfast down in Library Park, so that was over about 21 years ago, and that was kind of the first bike to work day. And from there, it's just expanded, and it's great to have a whole month because you never know what weather will bring, and it's a good opportunity for people to just ride all month.
Yeah. Right?
Get really comfortable on their bikes.
Absolutely.
And we have become very much a biking community. And I would say even still as hard as it's been pushed and all the things that are happening, we still have a lot of room to grow and are kind of in our infancy. But now with the bike depot that's getting ready to open pretty soon and with our electric bike, public bike system that's available and some of the really great inroads that have been made as far as safety lanes to be able to get from point A to point B through the city that's a little bit more protected. Mm-hmm. And then just the endless trails forever. I mean, we should be primed as one of the great bike cities of the country, I would think.
I think that we are, and we're just trying to get the word out about ourselves, you know, and get more people locally here knowing about us. But Sarah can speak on this, but as far as the trail system goes, people come to our area to use our trails, and so groups like the Reading Trail Alliance have done great work in that to highlight that.
Yeah.
City of Reading has been great putting in new infrastructure and new projects aimed towards that. So, and we also have bicycle clubs like the Shasta Wheelmen who've been around for over 50 years.
No, didn't even know that. See?
Yeah.
They're wheelmen. I like that.
Yeah.
What question? Let's see. What was I going to say? Also, somebody said that, are we home to the National Trail Society? Are you familiar with that or something?
The American Trails.
I don't know.
American Trails.
Is that what it is?
And it's based out of this area, yes.
Okay.
And we held a conference here. Gosh.
They moved here from somewhere else,
Didn't from
they?
Arizona.
Mm-hmm. Okay, there you go. I knew there was something that was kind of cool that kind of made me say, aha.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they obviously see the potential, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, because we, you know, I'm part of the new Shasta County Chamber of Commerce, and one of the big things that we want to do is have events, and one of them definitely, obviously, revolves around really big biking events, you know, both road and off-road. So,
awesome.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, we don't have a big bike race here. This would be a great place for
it. But, yeah, I mean, it's a long time coming. I don't know why we aren't nationally recognized with some big, huge.
Well, we have the Lemurian, which is the oldest mountain bike race in the country.
It is.
Oh. Yes.
So, see, I mean, like, look at perfectly there.
That's what Dane
was saying.
And it's always been a little bit limited with the numbers because of parking and land and stuff. But this year, they were able to increase it by 100 riders, and I think it was a sellout or near sellout. Mm-hmm. So we had 350 people out there on the Swayze Recreation Trails enjoying a wonderful bike race.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Yeah, he came in fifth.
I know. Yeah, he but he really had flat. Well. That's
he had
why.
A flat.
Yeah. I know. Mm-hmm.
But part of it.
We're talking about Dane Jurgensen, who's your boss's son, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
He's
yeah.
a great rider.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, one of the things I was thinking about in your April Enjoy issue is a feature article on the Bigfoot Adventure Challenge. That is a challenge that you can go out and do on your mountain bike, on your gravel bike, but you can also hike and run on the trails as well, or take your dog. There's a new passport so that people can go out and explore the trails with their dog, with their child. There's a junior passport too. So
you have to
really
just get the child chipped first and put a leash and a collar on
them. We'll do it with them.
Yeah. That's,
so that's
cool.
A really great thing, too. Uh-huh. So people can download passports at BigfootAdventureChallenge.com or go to the article and read all about it.
Yeah, that is the thing that I did read about. I didn't understand it at first, but I did briefly read that there was this Bigfoot thing that was happening. And who put that on or put that on?
So that was actually started by the mayor of Reading, a former mayor of Reading, Brent Weaver.
Oh, okay.
And he wanted to, because he saw the potential in Reading mm-hmm. with being a bike town, so he got a group together, the city of Reading, Healthy Shadow, BLM, Whiskeytown, several trailish kind of partners,
yeah.
And now it is Reading Trail Alliance plays a big part. Brian Crane, who's featured in the article, he is an outstanding kind of leader with the Bigfoot Adventure Challenge, and volunteers for the city in that capacity. And then Travis Menu with the City of Reading also participates, and I do as well with Healthy Shasta.
That's great.
So do you guys have a real close partnership or friendship, I guess, with maybe then with Shasta Living Streets?
We do, yes. We have done lots of work with them in the past, mm-hmm. and we feel like it's great to promote biking together mm-hmm. and get the word out. Right now they have they just started the Reading Bike Share, and it's really exciting to see that take off.
And I've actually seen lots of people on the bikes.
Yeah. Sarah and I were on them today for a good
They're not fast enough for me.
Really?
I need power. They need to put like a high performance bike in the mix where there's just a few of them, right?
Yeah.
Where you can actually go on to 44 and then get off down a Dana Drive and just blow it down. No, I'm just kidding. So what else do you guys have for your month?
So one of the things we have is a big Shasta Bike Challenge. Mm-hmm. So every year we try to get more and more people involved. We've had almost 1,000 participants each year in the past 4 years. So that's a really great effort for people to come out. And all they need to do is sign up for the challenge, which is online, and they can get their workplace together or their friend group together, book club together, whoever they want to gather with. They can also participate as individuals. And they sign up at
ShastaBikeChallenge.org.
Thank you, Anna.
This is like rap, right? You just jump in wherever. You got to lay down the tracks, right? So if you're doing the main stuff, you're picking up just the end
there.
That's
me. That's
why I'm here. Yeah, definitely psychic. So you go to ShastaBikeChallenge.org, and from there you'll kind of see how the challenge is laid out. But each mile that you ride and each day that you ride, as well as those who you encourage to do the challenge with you, you'll gain points.
Mm.
And it's you create a profile on a platform called Love to Ride. And we have a local challenge, but also other cities and towns and even other countries are using this Love to Ride platform. So you can actually see.
Compete?
Like
competitions even globally?
Even globally, yeah. You can see top leaderboards within the U.S. and then even the world.
Oh, cool. I love that kind of stuff.
Yeah. We have some really hardcore people that like to see who's somebody in
there's,
San
there's
Diego.
Something in town that's kind of like that too, but it's with walking. There's a big walking challenge.
It's November.
Walk-tober.
Is that what it is?
Every October.
Rhonda Alvey, our managing chief editor in chief, does it, and she's an unbelievable walker, right? And I think she's won twice. or her group, right?
Yes.
And she, and not to say that everybody doesn't participate, but she really carries the group. I mean, that girl can walk.
right. Well, you always need motivators like that, right? So if there's a person in your group that is, you know, loves biking, they can help you kind of get motivated and learn different routes and stuff. So that's kind of
where are your offices at? Like, where do you work out of? Where's its headquarters?
So we're actually part of public health.
Okay, so you are. So I'm trying to put two things together here because I'm not sure which department it is, but we had, gosh, close to almost 300 chocolate bars ordered through Enjoy for Healthy Shasta that they've broken up throughout the year that we make deliveries. And it's not just a chocolate bar. It's a
chocolate mountain.
It is a half a pound perfect model rendition of Mount Shasta. So it's chocolate, either milk or dark as the base, and then the top is white chocolate, so it looks like snow.
Okay.
So it's recreated, and it comes in this little beautiful box, and it's all wrapped and stuff. And they, I'm not sure what they're doing with them, but they're giving them away as gifts for things. And so right now I have 144 that we're packaging for delivery in the next few weeks. And we take them down to the Shasta Health area. So I was thinking.
Breslauer.
Yeah. So I was like, no, not the Breslauer, the one right here. What is it? Right down here on Placer?
On Market Street.
Oh. Placer.
Wait, there used to be on Placer. Though.
No, I don't know. Maybe I'm thinking wrong, but it's Shasta Health, the one that's
Health and Human Services. Yeah, there's a bunch of different departments and branches, and so
that's why I didn't know because I'm so confused because I'm like this thing looks like it's everywhere. Every time I try, you can go to this office or that office, and I'm like, but you're all the same, and they're like, well, kind of.
Specialized. Yeah. Things.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about the prizes that they win.
Yeah, so there's a bunch of different prizes you can win. It's almost overwhelming, but with each point that you get, your name goes into a drawing for individual prizes. And we have prizes that have been donated from our sponsors and people who bikes. So bike shops, gift cards to bike shops, bike accessories. We support local restaurants and local grocery stores by buying gift cards, so you could win some of those. And then nationally, Love to Ride also puts out cash prizes. So signing up before May 1st would be a cash prize, and then encouraging others, you could win a cash prize
A couple standouts for me is the 50 to 100 points for encouraging.
Yes.
I mean, that's a lot. When you get 1 point for each mile, and then each day you get 10 points, but 50 to 100 points, that's incredible.
Yeah, we're really trying to build more of a community, and the challenge isn't necessarily geared towards getting as many miles as you can, going as far as you can, but rather encouraging others to take part with you because it's a very fun activity, and when you have others to do it with, you're more likely to do it, and also it's a social thing, right?
Yeah.
So that's the Love to Ride model is kind of building on getting your community together and your friends doing it.
It's a culture.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, if you can believe that was already over 15 minutes.
No.
Right?
I could talk about this all day.
I know. That's why I was saying. So is there anything the last minute before we sign off for a break? Any phone numbers, emails that are really pertinent?
Yep. Go to the ShastaBikeChallenge.org, and all the directions are up on there. We also have awesome community events and rides taking place all month long, so there's a lot of fun things to be a part of. And beginner-friendly challenge. We're just,
levels.
Yeah,
there are levels.
Many levels.
All, yeah.
You're
training
welcome.
Wheels to
there's a kickoff.
Dragsters.
Yeah, there's a kickoff April 25th from 5 to 7:30 at the park in downtown Reading as well.
Very cool.
And if your bike needs a tune-up, that's a really good event to come to because you can possibly win a free tune-up if you sign up and attend that event.
Well, that's probably the big thing, right? People are like, oh, I have my bike and I really want to do this, but it needs to be looked at and blah, blah, blah.
Tires.
Yeah.
Or people say, no, I'm not a biker, but they have a bike. But this is a really great event, too, or a challenge to
get
people
re-inspired. And if you're not
going to
use it, donate it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, thank you guys so much for doing so much in our community. It's lovely to always see you and have you out and about. And thanks for your hard work. And let's come on, North State. Let's get on our bikes and ride.
Thanks for having us.
All right. Thank you. You're welcome. We'll be right back.
It's April, so you know what that means. Hot cars! And Cool April Nights is back, April 19th to the 28th. It's going to be bigger than ever. So mark your calendar for 10 days of classic car fun. This year has more show and shine, a drive-in movie, cornhole tournament with $1,000 in prizes. Don't forget to dust off your lawn chairs for the big cruise on Friday, April 26th. End the week by coming to the biggest show and shine of them all at the Civic Auditorium on Saturday, April 27th. There will be 2,000 classic cars on display, tons of great food, a variety of vendors, and lots of chances to win prizes at our annual Poker Walk or Raffle City. Get your tickets today at any of the 8 local Napa Auto Parts stores to avoid the line. Cool April Nights returns April 19th to the 28th, so mark your calendars. For a full schedule of events, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
And that was a nice little conversation. Welcome back, North State. Again, once you're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, and this is North State Now with Enjoy Magazine. And we have two very, very handsome gentlemen that just came into the studio. And I'm so happy to... Yeah, look at them. They're agreeing. Boy, conceited.
It's good to be confident.
Yeah, right?
Really?
Right. And so we're going to introduce, we actually have a story, and these gentlemen are going to represent the Shasta Historical Society. The magazine page is 53, and it's called Legacy Keepers, a Passion for Heritage at Shasta Historical Society. And we have Mike Monahan. How do you say Monahan?
Monahan.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's Greek, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Irish, Greek-Irish.
Greek-Irish, yeah. And Gabriel Leet.
Yes, sir.
They said, that I would not have got. I would have pronounced that completely wrong.
You did well. Thank you very much.
Not that it's hard. It's just that I barely read, so, which, you know, we laugh, but. Anyway, gentlemen, how are you guys doing?
Doing good.
Great. Doing really good. Happy to be here.
Oh, yep. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And thank you for allowing us to do a wonderful story on something that has such incredibly deep roots in our community. As I was kind of thumbing through the story and looking, 94 years?
Yep, we're working on 100 years. 1930 we began.
1930, and yeah. It used to be called Trails of 49.
Trails exactly. Of
49. Before you're
very good. You can read.
Yeah, right. Before it was changed. Yeah, before it was changed in 1951 to what yep. It is currently, the Shasta Historical Society. So give us the lowdown.
Well, again, we've been around for 94 years, looking for that 100 year mark, and we.
And you've been with them 92 I've been with of them those since 94, right?
Well, yeah. I don't like to bring that up, but thanks for bringing it up anyway for me. I appreciate that, James. They've been around since 1930, but I've been around personally as a board member and a previous chair since 2012. Mm-hmm. So I'm on my 12th year, and it's been great. It's a nonprofit organization. We reach out to community members, not just members of our own, but the community as a whole. And talking about the entire county and doing things that we like to express, having to do with our periodicals. We put out a monthly I'll let Gabriel talk about this because this is right up his alley as our marketing guy. Mm-hmm. So go ahead, Gabe.
Yeah, we put out a monthly news.
What do you do first?
I'm a development marketing manager.
Okay.
I'm also the newbie there.
He's
got a lot of years experience.
Yeah.
But I've been there 8 months at this point.
Fresh. You're fresh.
I'm fresh. fresh to the historical society. We put out a monthly newsletter. Bi-quarterly, it becomes a newsletter that we actually send out.
Okay.
And it's full of great articles, local history, Shasta County history. And our next one's coming out the 2nd of next month.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Speaking of newsletters, my poor love over here just got a new job, and she now works for Caltrans. And she's only been there a month, and I think she's already on her.
This is my third newsletter that I'm working on.
Yeah, already.
Oh, boy.
And she's like, another newsletter.
Another newsletter.
And I'm like, how many newsletters do you have? And she said,
obviously
several.
Yeah.
as she's finding out.
I'm glad they're not.
And it's
weekly.
Not the same newsletter. It's different types of newsletters, right? So they're all, yep.
Gabriel's very good at putting out the newsletters, and he's also involved. Actually, we just had our edit committee meeting, monthly meeting, mm-hmm. right before we came here. And we also do an annual calendar, and we also do what's called a covered wagon. Very popular. And by the way, James.
The book, Covered Wagon,
yep,
I know.
Yeah. Every year, and James very, very nicely has always accommodated us at his Joy store and selling them for us, which we appreciate.
Always one of our bestseller books. We always sell them out.
They're very popular.
Yeah, people come in, used to come in all the time and say, do you have a book called The Covered Wagon? And then it was like this edition and that edition.
Correct.
And,
very good, very good. Local stories written by local authors.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite story? What's one of your favorite?
I believe Mike's was in the last one. Was it 24 that you were in, I believe? Yeah. So I'm going to say Mike's.
Mike on the mic here.
Yeah.
So if I were to come into the Historical Society today, I shouldn't say today. So, like, you guys actually had something, a big incident happen to you, didn't you?
We had a flood. January 25th, my coworker left the night of the 24th at about 5:30, and when I got in there at 8 in the morning, I could hear water running, and as I turned the corner, I could see basically a lake all the way across the floor.
Oh, gosh.
Luckily, the majority of the historic things were elevated.
Off
the floor and elevated, and basically it was just new publications, some of our 2024 covered wagons, some 2023 covered wagons, and about half of our calendar.
Too bad it wasn't the calendar that actually had the missed calendar.
Well, the calendar by proxy was called Disasters of Shasta County.
Well, there you go.
So, there we go.
You brought that up.
You mopped it up. Yeah, you mopped it up with the disaster.
Exactly. Exactly. So he called
Was it
me.
A water line that broke?
It was our hot water heater, actually, and it literally looked like a fountain. I mean,
the bottom
ring broke, and so it was coming out of the top of the bottom ring, and it just looked like a fountain. And so I shut off the water, called all the people we needed to call. I literally saw a box floating on video.
Because there's a basement or a second story under you?
Well, there
or something.
There is speculation that there's a basement in the Shasta right. Historical Society. However, it's maybe filled in. It's definitely covered in concrete. So.
Oh, okay. Because I just thought, well, who was underneath you? Because I know that's a kind of a weird part of that. What used to be the mall and stuff.
Correct.
And there's like
yeah.
a staircase
Correct.
Or something. Like I never knew what that was, but I just made the assumption there was something under you.
Well, we have
like
a second
Dickers.
Story.
yeah. That group of buildings, including ours, have been built quite a long time ago. Yeah. Ours building was built 1902.
Oh, my
so,
God.
Yeah.
I would have never guessed that.
Yeah, I know. Most people don't know. So it's 122 years old, and
Good
so
night.
A lot of the damage was not just to the floor, but to the walls where there's asbestos in the walls.
Mm.
So the amount of work being done over the next 2-3 months while we are closed in terms of coming in and seeing our exhibits or whatever will be probably 2 to 3 months.
2 to 3 months is the estimate at this point, yeah.
And how much money is the estimate to clean everything up?
Over $100,000.
Over $100,000.
Yeah. And how is that going to happen? Through insurance?
Well, through insurance and thanks to Reading Cultural District.
Okay. Yep.
They actually helped cover the deductible.
I was going to say, I was kind of hoping, obviously, there would be entities within the community that could step in.
Excellent. They came through big time to pay that $5,000.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I mean, I was there. I was across the street at Viva.
Yeah.
And they were walking over to help.
Yes.
They were bringing tables over to help you.
They were fantastic.
Yeah.
Great community effort.
Thanks to the Viva team and also Reading Cultural District for that big time.
Yeah.
And probably one of your biggest fundraisers that's coming up, correct?
Yes.
Is that the Taste of?
Yeah.
Yep. Taste of History.
The Taste of History.
History, our 11th annual, and it used to be held at Old Shasta.
That's a dish that I might have to really look at.
Well, this year's theme is
history.
Is roaring
could be 20s. Probably very bitter
or sweet.
Or sweet, I suppose too. Yes, it depends on what part of history you're in. What are you serving up?
1920s speakeasy drink.
Ah, okay.
That's what
well,
we're
oh, well,
I'm down.
That's great.
Yep. There will be. And we have a little band that's going to play that kind of music from the 1920s and 30s. We have great food being served by a local. By a local agency, business, and we're going to have actors that will be walking around and playing. We're going to have a silent and live auction, and it will be at the old Vets Hall right next to the old post office, which is an old building in itself, actually. Mm-hmm. And so it's going to be
cool
really
building.
Good. We're looking forward to it. We've had it the last 2 years at the IOOF building right across the street from us, but now we're going to have the Vets Hall, so it's going to be interesting. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, the Vets Hall's big, so it's going to accommodate a lot of people. We have several volunteers, like he said, some actors and actresses coming in. We're going to have flapper girls and people with those extended cigarette holders. And it's going to be a lot of fun. Everybody's going to dress sharp and everybody's going to dress glitzy.
Are you
glamour.
Working with Mike Dahl at all with like some of their – they've got some amazing
Actually, we do.
Costumes.
Yeah.
Great.
We're also working with the Native Daughters of the Golden West as well.
Oh.
They're also volunteering for the event, so we're grateful to have them.
They carry mean musket. Careful.
Question. One thing was very popular last year. We're having to come back. We have three ladies that were ladies of the night last year, and they
came
incredible.
From upstairs above Jack's.
Oh, you know your history. You can not only read, you know your history, my man.
The rest of them came from California Street.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so they're coming back, and they'll play a part as you know. They were so
the
much
golden
fun.
Golden girls.
Yeah, they were so much fun, and they had such a great time, and they were dressed to the max.
Oh, that's awesome.
And so they'll be part of it.
And, Mike, don't we have Alvin Coffey making an appearance?
Yep, Alvin Coffey, who has traditionally played, you know, that role as one of the earliest and maybe one of the first black miners in Old Shasta going back to the 1850s. So he's coming down from Mount Shasta to perform as well.
Yeah.
And he's
Very
incredible.
Cool.
He's incredible. So it's $50 a ticket. It's on the 31st of May, Old Vets Hall, and it's going to be from 5:30 to 8 o'clock.
And the best way to get a ticket, is it online or call or show up?
The best way is to go either to ShastaHistorical.org or to go to bit.ly/TOH2024. I'm thinking about next year already.
Yeah, he is. Yes, he is.
I'm like, I just a time warp. What happened?
Yeah.
You're so much grayer than I was a minute ago.
Well, yeah. Aren't we all? Yeah, for that matter. So we're looking forward to that. But we have another event 2 weeks before. It's on May 15th at Riverfront Theater. And we bought out. Last year. And it's Foul Play in French Gulch. And it's and it's going to be at 7:30 on the evening of May 14th. On a Wednesday, and $25 a ticket, and it is a lot of fun. I mean, it's going to be a kick. All local actors and a lot of local history, all filmed in French Gulch. And we packed the house last year. We're hoping to pack the house again this year. Again, one of our fundraisers since we're a nonprofit organization.
Yeah. Very cool.
So we're looking forward to a good time on May 14th as well.
They'll probably have some signature drinks there at the bar, too.
Yeah.
And theme, of course.
Always. Well, thank you guys so much. We really appreciate you coming in. We appreciate all your hard work that you do for the community. It's, I think, very important for people to remember where we come from and the history of where we live. So keep up the good work.
Thank you so much.
Thank you both for having us.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Appreciate it. We are going to take our last break, and when we come back, we'll introduce our final guest of the evening.
I'm going to hit that Oregon Trail. It's coming forward. Well, the hogs and pigs are squealing. They're a-rocking and a-reeling, because there ain't no water to waller in the draw.
Red Bluff Roundup is on. April 19th, 20th, and 21st. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's consistent action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractors. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows, Sierra Pacific Industries, and Red Bluff Dodge. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert by country music star Chase Matthews. And Sunday is Haleakala and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
The Shasta College summer term will start June 10th, and priority registration has started. Contact a counselor and check out all the cool classes being offered this summer. Get a jump start on a degree or certificate, or get transfer ready by taking one of the many classes held this summer at Shasta College. Go to www.shastacollege.edu/admissions to get started.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
Good evening, North State. We are back. That was a good chat. I like that.
I loved that.
I know that. Those two guys are really nice.
They're great. Yeah.
You're listening to KCNR again, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. This is North State Now with the Enjoy Hour. And, so we're waiting for our last guest to give us a call in. Unfortunately, he got really busy, I think, and might have forgot. And so I just got on the phone with him, called him and said, hey, here's the number. Can you call in? And he said he would. So we'll see if that happens or not. But we were going to be covering, if he does call, great. And if not, we'll just talk about it, I guess, ourselves here.
Talk amongst ourselves.
Here's a topic. Talk amongst yourself. I'm feeling a little bit clamped. it's called The Golden Ghost, and it's a new film by Mark Oliver. at Golden Ghost Films, and it says, currently chasing the bad guys coming to theaters near you in mid-2024. For more information, you can do, what is it, Mark? I can't even read that. My eyes are so bad. Anyway, we'll figure it out. But anyway, this is a locally produced, I think, film? Some type
it's
of a
film.
Yeah, mm-hmm. film.
I think the Shasta County Arts Society is sponsoring it.
Is it? Yeah. So it says here, the new film project is funded by 18th Street Arts Creative Corp. and the California Arts Council. Shot in Northern California, the story follows two African Americans who arrive in California around 1852, hoping to find gold and improve their lives. During their journey, they meet up with a Mexican couple who warn them about what the Yankees are capable of as they mourn the loss of their former land. They also meet up with the Chinese woman whose main business during the gold rush is to pimp her young prostitutes, but also is a skilled herbalist. Wow, this is quite a story. They have run-ins with other miners, and they come to aid of a Native American where they begin were being mistreated by two Anglo miners, only to find out that the natives appreciate their help, but also wish, what does it say here, them to return to whatever land they came from. So very, very interesting story. Yeah. I did hear the phone ring.
He should be on.
Yeah. Oh, there he is. Okay. Welcome, welcome. You can hear us?
I can.
Okay. So we just have about 5 minutes left here, but I went ahead and we have a little copy here of the Golden Ghost, your film, and we are speaking to Mark Oliver, and I was reading kind of a little bit of the synopsis. Why don't you tell us a little bit about, quickly, the gist of the story, or even more importantly, who you are and what is this project about or what it means to you?
It's Mark Oliver. I live in Mount Shasta. I'm an artist and filmmaker. And, you know, I started working with the African-American community in 2010. I did a documentary on weed on Lincoln Heights and the history of that area, the lumber industry.
Yeah, yeah.
And, people know me for that. And then I made a bunch of other different kind of films. Before I started this project in 2019, but I learned about all the African American miners when I was making Lincoln Heights, because I was just going through all the census records and went back to the first census in 1850, and there were African Americans. You know, I was kind of naive. I thought, well, what were they doing here? You know, and you know, subsequently led me to learn more about the gold rush and searched out the very few books that were available on it, like two, about black miners, and I didn't really know what to do because there's no, for where we live, there's only one, there's like one account of Alvin Coffey, everybody knows about him, but there was no account of anything up in Siskiyou County where, you know, that's like the second mother lode, that was like a huge gold rush, but it just seems like the northern, it always kind of gets slightly ignored, but for reasons like there wasn't, you know, a lot of activity like there was around the Sacramento foothills and things like that. So,
have you reached, just a quick question, have you reached out to the Shasta County Historical Society at all?
Yeah, no. The Shasta Historical Society, yeah.
I just asked because they were our guests just right before you, and they actually brought up.
We were literally talking about that.
Yeah, we were just literally talking about Alvin Coffey, so it was interesting that here you are talking about it.
Well, that kind of led. That was the trail that led to this, where we're at right now, because Gary Lewis at the time was the president, I think, or on the board, and I had done this. I'd done an interview with his father-in-law for the Lincoln Heights movie. And so, you know, Gary's always been a big supporter. And when I went to look for a funder, I had a grant I wanted to apply for, but I needed a sponsor. So the Historical Society offered to be the sponsor. So
okay.
I got the first grant through them and started the project. With Eddie McAllister in Redding was a big help.
Good,
rounded
Eddie.
Up a lot of people, yeah, in Reading that wanted to. Well, actually, I saw Fred McGee. He did a portrait of Alvin Coffey for the Historical Society for one of the Black History Month programs.
Uh-huh.
And when I saw that, I thought, oh, well, maybe I can do theater instead of a film. And so Fred was kind of an inspiration. And then we gathered people. I disseminated a lot of information. We'd meet every 2 weeks. And then in 6 months, we had our first theatrical presentation at Shasta College in 2019. And we've gone on from there. Our last show is in Sacramento this January. And last summer, we did a show at the State Park in Columbia for their first Juneteenth celebration. And during COVID, we wrote a book. I edited a book of about 15 authors on the subject. And we did a show at Turtle Bay, but after about 3 months, it got nixed by COVID.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
So, yeah.
That didn't seem like everything else on the planet.
Yeah. Yeah, so we're kind of up and running again. But I always wanted to make a film, and then finally I got sold for this really great grant. It was last year through the Creative Corps, California Arts Council, but it was through 18th Street Art Center in Los Angeles.